Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Marcus Today End of Day podcast. Henry is in transit today, so you've got me, and I get all the good days. ASX 200 up 86 points today. That's 1.12%, led today by the bank sector. We had the bank sector up 1.74% today. Commonwealth Bank up 2%. National Bank 2.6%. Westpac 1.9%. ANZ 1.1%. The resources mix today, BHP up 0.8%, Rio down 0.1%. Energy stocks also turned a little bit of a corner today, Woodside down 0.2%, and the sector at the back of the pack after the oil price fell 1.9% overnight. CSL down 0.9% today as well. Otherwise, the top 20 were all higher. Particular strength today in the gold stocks, Newmont up 3.0%. Evolution Mining, which we bought in the trading portfolio, or the ideas portfolio, up 5.2% today. But I'm jumping the gun. The futures this morning were up 47 on the back of, obviously, a rather dovish FOMC meeting overnight, which said all the usual stuff about inflation remaining elevated. The decision on when to cut rates still depends on more data. Some quotes including, we want to be careful, that inflation's moving down gradually, that it's a somewhat bumpy road to 2%. And the dot plot showed 10 out of 19 governors seeing three rate cuts by year end, and on the back of that, the dollar dipped and bonds came off, so red as dovish, and the chances of three rate cuts by December rose from 63% to 82%, and the chance of a June rate cut rose from 59% to 76%. So that lifted almost everything overnight. About the only things going down overnight was the oil price and the VIX volatility index, as you'd expect when the market goes up. And our futures were up 47, and then we shot up this morning. At the high, we were up 91, and then we had a jobs number at 11:30, and that jobs number came in much stronger than expected. This is an Australian jobs number. We're expecting 40,000 jobs to be added, and there were 116,500 jobs added, so much stronger than expected. And the unemployment number, which was expected to come in at 4.0%, came in at 3.7%. So a strong jobs number just allows the RBA, or gives the RBA the excuse just to stay off brakes on interest rates. And if they want to delay rate cuts, they've got the excuse to do so. And on the back of that, some strategists are now suggesting that the first RBA rate cut will be in September instead of August. And on the back of that, the Aussie dollar jumped on the back of the jobs numbers, closed the day at 66.23. That's about a cent in 2 days. Quite a big move. And bond yields, which had already dropped 4.9 basis points for the 10-year and 4.3 basis points for the 2-year after the FOMC meeting last night, rose 6.3 basis points and 8.8 basis points on the 10-year and 2-year bond yields, so reversing the good work done overnight. Normally, you'd expect equities to go the other way, but momentum today is strong. And as we traded today, the Dow futures went up another 130 points, and the NASDAQ futures up 131 points, which is 0.7%. And the Hang Seng, Hong Kong market, was up 2.3% overnight, and the Japanese market up 2.3%, still open, and the Japanese market was up 1.6% today, so everything's going up. Big tech did well in the US overnight, and that has followed through into our tech stocks as well. The Australian All Tech Index is now overbought on RSI on a weekly chart. It's rare an index gets overbought on a weekly chart, but the NASDAQ's overbought, the S&P 500's overbought, the FANG's overbought, our tech sector's overbought, ASX 200 not quite overbought, but today we saw tech here continuing to go up. One of the things I'm absolutely kicking myself about is when the AI bubble started to reinflate over those NVIDIA results last month, that we didn't just pile into Xero, WiseTech, Block, because they've all shot up recently, and it was an easy trade. Xero up 2.4% today, but if we go back to the middle of last month, the IT sector is up 21.8%, WiseTech is up 26.7%, Block up 24.6%, Xero up 21.3%. It wasn't that hard a trade. And Altium, which we hold in the growth portfolio, by the way, we also hold WiseTech, but Altium, which was bid for, up 27% since the middle of last month. month. NextDC, which we hold, up 24%. So that tech trade is continuing for the moment. I keep expecting the tech sector to crack, but it hasn't cracked yet. Other little stories on our market today. Brickworks have results down 3.1%. Washington Soul Pattinson, which has a big holding in Brickworks, up 0.4% today. Sigma Healthcare have results. I think at one point it was up 9%. Anyway, closed up 1.2%. Uranium stocks still going. Paladin, which we hold in our growth portfolio, up 5.7%. There was a bit of a fuss in rare earths as the US government lent money, $600 million, to Australian Strategic Materials, code ASM. The share price jumped 20% today to 24.5 cents. The market cap on this is a piddling $239 million. And here they are with a $600 million loan from the US government to develop rare earths. And another company called, appropriately, Meteoric Resources, suspended, I think, today. Didn't see a price change. The code is MEI. Or maybe it's not suspended. Anyway, the price didn't move today, but they've been given a $250 million loan facility to develop a Brazilian rare earths project. Anyway, the US desperate to secure rare earths, which they can only get from China at the moment. Another stock flying along today was Webjet, which had a strategy day today, up 9.2%. We hold that in the growth portfolio. You can't do anything wrong when the market goes up. But there's a presentation out from them today. We'll have a look through that, see what the brokers say tomorrow. All the gold stocks flying along today. Bellevue Gold, which we added to the ideas portfolio, up 8.2% today. Ramelius Resources up 7.1%. Gold prices hitting record highs, up 1.6% overnight. Did I mention the Aussie dollar going up on the back of the jobs numbers, 66.25? And the only sectors down today were utilities, down 0.6%, and healthcare down 0.17% on the back of a 0.9% fall in CSL. And that'll probably do you for today. Solid day, up 86. Next macro signposts are probably, or the next macro signpost, apart from US GDP numbers next week, will be Australian CPI numbers on Wednesday. Otherwise, we're running into the holiday week. It is Easter next week, so a short week next week and the week after. And Henry has this expression of fat and happy at Easter. Usually Easter sees a bit of a market peak and then we run into that sell in May and go away idiom, which I used to say only exists because it rhymes. But the truth of the matter is the statistics do prove that in a lot of Western markets, peak of the market is right at the beginning of May. We've got a while to go until then. That's about that. You have a good evening and we will be back tomorrow.